A lot of campaigning and advertising in this federal election has been taking place in social media, Facebook in particular. And while the company has taken steps to boost transparency and accountability, fake profiles and unauthorised content still slips through the cracks. A lack of rules regulating truth in political advertising doesn't help either. Catherine Gregory has been investigating.
So I'm just looking at the page history on Facebook. It started out in 2017 as Protest Queensland, and then in June it became the Outrage Institute of Australia.
So Professor Axel Bruns is from the Digital Media Research Centre at the Queensland University of Technology. He's looking at a community page on Facebook that often posts political content.
Don't see any authorisation information, certainly at this point, yeah.
It turns out the Australian Electoral Commission actually investigated the authorisation of electoral advertising on this page. That's a key part of a new initiative between the AEC and Facebook in this election. They're working to ensure that sponsored political ads are Australian, it's clear who paid or authorised them, and the profiles are genuine. It helps prevent what's called astroturfing. And Professor Axel Bruns says that's all part of the game in this election.
It's a coordinated activity that's trying to pass off an issue as having more supporters than it does by creating multiplicity of pages, of groups, of fake accounts that all push a particular message. By making that message so visible, are attracting real users in support of that and really are trying to change people's minds towards supporting that particular issue.
Professor Bruns says this activity during an election distorts what voters might genuinely believe or choose. Mia Garlick, the Director of Policy for Facebook in Australia, says the platform has also uncovered similar activity.
We have extended our definition of inauthentic activity to refer to coordinated inauthentic behaviour, which is where we see a large number of accounts working together to share content in a very inauthentic way, and we've made a number of those removals as well in the lead up to the election.
Despite repeated questions, Mia Garlick doesn't reveal whether there's been an increase in this activity during the current election campaign compared to previous ones here and overseas.
The vast majority of this is financially motivated and not politically motivated, so you know, we anticipate that there will be further inauthentic accounts and also coordinated inauthentic behaviour.
Social media experts also complain there's still not enough transparency about political activity on Facebook.
As part of its privacy crackdown, Facebook has also limited the access to data, just aggregate data on anything that would enable us to investigate the visibility of fake news content on the platform.
While Facebook and the AEC are checking for authorisation behind political ads, they both say they can't be the arbiters of truth in political advertising or content. Facebook's Mia Garlick again.
It's not really, you know, a matter for us. I think it's a matter for the Parliament and the government and the Australian public really to make decisions about what those particular laws contain.
Facebook's Head of Policy for Australia, Mia Garlick, ending that report by Catherine Gregory. And you can hear more of that story on Background Briefing.